Good boy.
Initiation.
Yeah.
Evening.
John, you already told him how bad it could be up here, right?
All right, I'm appearing before council tonight to present change order number one for the airframe, the Deltek airframe maintenance and technology building. Sussex County project 07-02, under construction currently by Richard Y. Johnson and Son. This change order consists of 10 potential changes and results in a cost decrease of $13,250.75 to the contract. I'll just go briefly through the list of the 10 changes. The first credit is due to a change in the aluminum front entrances. They will be changed from a 90-minute fire-rated entrance to standard frame glazing. The credit for this change is $28,210. The second change is to shorten the second story mezzanine walls to 42 inches from the designed height of 8'1" with drywall ceilings. This change resulted in a credit of $4,000. The third change is a deletion of the front entrance eyebrow canopy from the building. The deletion resulted in a credit of $3,700. The fourth credit is due to a substitution in lighting fixtures throughout the building to decrease the cost as a result of a decrease of $2,300. The fifth change is a price reduction that the mechanical subcontractor had passed along to the general contractor previous to the award, the contract being awarded. This credit was for $4,000. The sixth change was involving wall coverings in the existing labs. They were originally designed to have wainscoting paneling on the walls, and this was removed from the contract, and the existing block walls will just be painted in these areas. This credit is for $2,300. The seventh change was involving a propane gas tank for the heating system. In the original spec, the general contractor was required to provide this tank, and after we talked to Trigas, who supplies a lot of the other propane out at the airport, they're going to install the tank for free, so we were able to get a credit of $1,275. The eighth change results from a deletion of rigid board insulation on the exterior masonry walls. After some of the walls were cut open for some existing or some future doorways, it was discovered that the masonry walls were already sufficiently insulated. It was not required to have these rigid board insulation, and this resulted in a credit of $6,780. The ninth change comes from relocation of electrical panels all to one location in the building. They were originally designed to be spread through a couple different areas, and now they're going to result in being all in one electrical room. This credit is for $1,200. And the tenth change is for an addition of a fire pump that's needed for the sprinkler system to pump the required density to the height of the building. The flow out of the street wasn't sufficient. This results in an increase to the contract of $40,514.25. Delaware Tech has agreed to fund half of the cost for the fire pump of the change order. These 10 potential changes results in a net decrease of $13,250.75 to the existing contract sum of $720,318, resulting in a new contract sum of $707,067.25. Any questions?
With the Deltek contribution, the net cost, so to speak, to the county, or the net there would be a net credit of about $33,000.
That's correct. $13,000 does not include that delta tech cost.
$13,000 and then $20,000 from them. That's correct.
Correct.
Yep. It's too bad the architect didn't design it the right way. That's all. Or put an alternate in there, maybe, huh? But that's the way it goes.
We're getting money back.
Huh?
We're getting money back.
We're getting money back. that's a plus. You guys always do a great job there. Any other questions, gentlemen? You have a motion, please?
Yes, sir. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the county architectural and engineering consultants, Andrew W. Booth, and the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number one for county project number 07-02, airframe maintenance and technology building, be approved in the credit amount of $13,250.75, which decreases the total contract sum from $720,318 to $707,667.25.
Motion, gentlemen?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. We approve change order number one as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the recommendation of engineering, I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes also. Thank you. Mike? Evening, Mike.
Good evening. I have two items on my agenda this evening. The first is in reference to a standard and specifications upgrade, a proposed contract with Whitman Reckwart and Associates. It's amendment number 32. The proposal would be to modernize our standards and specifications. First would be in regards to our sewer and water standards. Our most recent version we adopted in 1989. It's so old we don't even have these documents in a digital format, so for years we've just been Xeroxing the same documents and handing those out. The problem being technology in 2008, we have certain things such as our SCADA alarm systems, variable frequency drives, directional drilling, jack and bores, the use of HDPE pipe. None of those things were in existence back in 1989. So we had budgeted funds, or requested funds, in our 2008 budget. Those funds were approved in the amount of $85,000, and that would entail the first half of this contract amendment with Whitman Reckwart and Associates. The second half we have talked about a few times while I've been in council in the last month. It involves a revision to our existing road standards, and again, it's very similar. Our road standards were adopted when we had cookie cutter subdivisions, straight roads, 3/4 acre lots, and you know, I don't have to tell the council that we now have a mixed-use type of development in Sussex County, where we have single-family homes, we have multi-family homes, we may even have commercial all in the same development. And we just don't have standards that we can hand out to the designers that match that type of development. Now, parallel to this, DelDOT has adopted its new version of its standard and specifications for private road developments. What we are intending to do is take that document and put a team together and work through that document and say, we like this, this is good. This isn't so hot for the way we develop down in Sussex County. So it's probably going to be some sort of a hybrid between what we have existing and what DelDOT has adopted. And we would come back to council sometime by June 15th, is my directive from Mr. Baker, and propose an upgrade. At the very least, would see a stouter road base and a stouter pavement, but also we hope to have road cross sections that are more in line with the development that we're seeing today.
That's basically going to be a spinoff for the, was it 280?
Yes.
That, so we can keep everybody sort of happy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any questions? Mike? Go ahead.
I have a motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute Amendment Number 32 to its contract with Whitman Reckwart & Associates LLP for Sussex County standards and specifications at a cost not to exceed $170,961.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second. Removed and seconded that we approve Amendment Number 32 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
My second item is just a piece of housekeeping. I came before council several weeks ago, and we issued substantial completion for the small Delaware Avenue extended project in Dagsboro, Frankfurt. We now have the balancing change order. It's a credit in the amount of $4,268, and it's also an increase in contract time by 29 days due to inclement weather that affected the contractor. And if there aren't any questions, I can read that motion as well.
Please, Mike.
Be moved based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the balancing change order for Sussex County contract number 04-04, Dagsboro, Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District, Delaware Avenue Extended with Bunning and Mary Construction Corporation be approved, which decreases the contract by an amount of $4,268.56 for a new contract total of $309,619.01, and increases the contract time by 29 days, and all that is contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
Removed and seconded that we approve balancing change order as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, Mike. I guess good evening, John.
Before you begin, John, could I just say something?
Sure.
This is the time on the agenda for the continuation of a public hearing that began last council meeting and was carried over to this council meeting and has to do with the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District for the proposed Byard extension. And Mr. Ashman is going to reorient council on that, and after he makes a brief presentation, we will open it up to members of the public who may be here and have an interest in this matter. And if you are, you will be given an opportunity to participate in the hearing. Thank you.
Good evening. Some of this may be a repetition, but I originally appeared on December 18th, 2007 to request permission to prepare and post notices for a Byard expansion of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. At that time, it was requested that the area be reduced in size to the known projects and those to be contiguous to Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. The map that you see before you is sort of a start off of that, where we reduced the size from original. At the public hearing last week, there were several residents, one from Oak Acres and one from Tanglewood, that spoke. The resident from Oak Acres believed that they were told that sewer would be provided to their subdivision as a condition of the estuary project's approval process. At the public hearing last week, we were asked to poll the two existing subdivisions as to their interest in being included in this expansion. The Tanglewood subdivision, which is approximately 13 parcels up here to the northwest, was not contiguous to our existing boundary, so we had to actually poll several other properties in the area to see their wishes. We also sent letters to the Oak Acres area. In total, 83 letters were sent on February 6th to property owners in Oak Acres, Tanglewood, and those additional properties, asking them to fax or contact us as to their wish for sewer service. The letter stated that we could not guarantee their inclusion in the expansion, and those who questioned rates were informed that we were unable to present rates at this time as we did not have a boundary established. Of those letters, we received 53 responses, 51 were wishes to be included, and 2 who wished not. 36 of those approvals were received from Oak Acres and 10 from Tanglewood. We also received requests from the properties needed next to Tanglewood to make them contiguous so that we could include them. With this information, we've revised our map of the boundary and our resolution to reflect the addition of those new areas. That would be Oak Acres down in this corner, Tanglewood, and the properties needed to get them contiguous to our proposed boundary. Thank you.
I would like to add that Mrs. Webb and I met with Rural Development on Friday, and it's not firm, but it seems likely that we can use some of the leftover grant money from Miller Creek to assist with extending SOAR to these areas. Even to the point Mr. Cole had to question, well, what happens if the developer doesn't proceed? Right. We could potentially put dry SOAR in the ground, so when that development does move forward, at least we would have those gravity lines in the ground.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Questions?
Any questions?
I got questions for John.
Okay.
Jim?
We'll open the matter to the floor. If there's anyone here who wishes to be heard concerning the proposed boundaries of the sewer district, which have been revised to include Oak Acres and 13 properties in Tanglewood, if you would like to be recognized, just raise your hand and come down front.
Please come forward.
Come down. You can come one at a time. When you come to the speaker stand, when you come down front, before you make your statement, give us your name and your address so we'll have it on the record.
Good evening, sir.
Salvatore Grasso, 34212 Pin Oak Drive, Oak Acres. I just want to come up here and thank Mr. Izzo, Mr. Ashman for their consideration and their push forward to get a sewage down in Oak Acres. Thank you, gentlemen.
The other gentleman? I believe you are the Tanglewood resident, right?
Yes, I am. Christina Criswell, 35245 Wild Oak Drive. And I not only want to say thank you, but I'm just wondering if it would have been advantageous to send a letter to everyone in New Marydale Park instead of just half the community. Don't you think they might have a problem if half the street gets sewer and the other half doesn't, because that's only one street?
In response to that, we did send letters to everybody in New Marydale.
Okay.
The ones that we included are the ones we didn't get yeses from.
Great.
And we can serve them. We feel we can serve them through the Tanglewood project.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Come forward.
Richard Ryan, 36258 Miller's Neck Road. My question is, are any of the existing houses on Miller Neck Road going to be included in the sewer? As it shows there, they're not.
If it's not in the yellow at this point in time, it's not being.
Where about you, sir?
This is where my property is. Are you not, is it not going to run down this road? Is that what the plan is?
The sewer lines may run in Miller Neck Road. We did not have anything that was included at this point in time. We had no requests from residents. We had requests from the developers and the people that came to the public hearing last week. At this point in time, we don't have that in this initial annexation, no.
What would we have to do to get?
My suggestion would be to send letters and request annexation into the district.
Okay. Could you do that? Is that something that can be done? Because
John, I think it certainly can be done.
It cannot be done with this annexation.
It would be a later process.
It would be a later process.
I apologize, because I didn't know about the last week's meeting, and I didn't find out until the day after.
Okay, that's cool.
You know, I said something earlier.
We pretty well have put the hammer on this yes or no tonight, right, as far as legally, but they can certainly...
Massage it.
Make, keep moving with this.
Exactly.
If they petition, isn't that right?
They can petition or send us letters of request of annexation.
And then we can go through the procedure.
Like I said, we never received any letters or anything, but that'll be taken care of.
Right.
Keep it up. There's still no...
Is there anyone else here who would like to be heard regarding this proposed boundary for the Byard annexation? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. We will close the public hearing.
Do you have a motion?
Read the resolution.
I'd like to read the resolution.
A resolution to extend the boundary of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District to include certain lots, pieces, or parcels of land situated south of Double Bridges Road, including but not limited to the estuary, the woodlands, the lands of Camp Inc. and Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware. And this resolution includes a legal description which includes these expanded boundaries. Is that correct? By adopting this, you will be resolving to revise the boundary to include the land shown in yellow on the map.
Question? Motion, Joe?
What is it, resolution or what? What is it?
Yes, just to adopt a resolution is what we need.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we adopt a resolution as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You finally made it, John.
I should mention John and his staff did a great job to get out and get in contact with the inspector. Turn it around in 7 days.
That is by far, yes, to be able to do it.
An amazing response from the public.
Right.
That's cool.
Very much so.
And just one, that gentleman that spoke about, can you make sure he gets a number or something like that so he can get...
Talk to you and...
Yeah, see, we got one more hearing here, sir, and then maybe they can give you some numbers, if you don't mind, please. Thank you.
Take care.
About 10 an hour last week. I couldn't believe that.
This is the second public hearing we're beginning concerning an annexation to the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District for the American Legion Post 24. Mr. Ashman will give us an introduction. After any questions from council, we'll open it to participation by the public.
Thank you. I appeared before you on January 8th, 2008 to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District to include the properties of the American Legion Post Number 24 and the Rupert Smith property. We've received several letters and phone calls from state representatives and councilmen questioning the timeline of completing this annexation, and that's what we're here to try to complete this evening. The American Legion has plans for a new facility. That new facility is located where their current wastewater system is now, and they would prefer that this new facility be connected to county sewer. The engineering department's met with the American Legion's representatives on several occasions, and we've sort of put certain restrictions on how the building can be used until a connection to sewer can be made, but this will enable them to switch to a holding tank system to start with and get their new facility underway. The expansion consists of 3.11 acres, and developers will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,635 per EDU based on rates July 1, 2000 till June 30, 2008. I would also like to add that we received a phone call from now, I guess, ex-Mayor Wayne Baker of Dagsboro with a concern that if we annex the Rupert Smith parcel, that they may not have leverage to have them annexed into the town. Explained that this parcel was needed for the American Legion to be contiguous to the sewer district, and the only reason that Rupert Smith has even agreed to be annexed at this time into the sewer district was a need for the American Legion. This parcel is all the American Legion. This is the Rupert Smith parcel.
Okay.
And do you have something, or do you need it? Okay.
council have any questions, Mr. Ashman? Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard concerning this proposal to add the American Legion Post 24 and the Rupert Smith property to the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District?
Hi, I'm William DeHaven with the Town of Dagsboro Code Enforcement Official. Just had one question. These two properties are in our extended annexation area, and I guess the question is for Mr. Izzo. Where did you intend to extend the main to supply these two properties the sewer service?
When we started this process, we were counting on the development of the south corner of Canada. You look right there. We are counting on a proposed commercial development, installing the infrastructure that would take sewer across 113 and tie into Clayton Avenue. Ultimately, Clayton Avenue does have some deficiencies, so we would have to construct a new pump station right around where it says Avenue and divert the flow directly to the treatment plant. But for the immediate future, it would be a reasonable solution.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sir, I've been having discussions with the town of Dagsboro regarding their concern about future annexation of this property. Is that anything you can speak to?
We just wanted to be on top of it because it is, the Rupert Smith property is contiguous to the town boundaries. Mm-hmm. So it would be a prime candidate for annexation into the town. We may be in a position to service water service for this property, and we just wanted to be on board and notified by the county of any applications in our annexation area at a minimum.
But as far as you're concerned, the town has no objections to this tonight?
As long as it's the way it's explained tonight, I think we would generally be favorable to it, but that would be at the town council's final decision.
Mm-hmm. We got him on record.
Thank you.
That's cool. Anybody else who wishes to be heard concerning this?
Debbie File from URS Corporation, senior planner on behalf of the town of Dagsboro as well. On the behalf of the town of Dagsboro, we respectfully request the council to honor and endorse the town of Dagsboro's growth annexation area, as shown in Map 6 in the certified comp plan. This property is located in the growth area 1 in the plan. The town is further requesting encouragement for municipal annexation, as well as notification of any development applications located in these areas prior to any county council actions. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. File. Anyone else wishes to be heard concerning this proposed expansion? Mr. Christenberry?
Good evening. Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering, Georgetown, Delaware. I'm here on behalf of the American Legion.
Could you pull your speaker up just a little so we can hear you better?
Is that better, Mr. Griffin?
Yes. Okay.
I'm here on behalf of the American Legion. This is a project that has been ongoing for quite some time. Our first public meeting was actually June of 2005. We met with the Board of Adjustment to request some concessions due to the fact that we knew that sewer would eventually come to this property but was not readily available. Property applied for and received two variances. One was to allow the rear of the property and the side to be paved with gravel, and also a reduction in the amount of parking spaces needed because of the sand mound that was going to be required. Both those variances were granted, and we reapplied to have them reissued back in the summer and in the fall. I think it was in October, the Board of Adjustment reissued those variances. In September of 2005, we were granted preliminary approval for that site plan right there that you see before you by the Planning and Zoning Commission. If you'd like me to move it up so you can all see it, I'd be glad.
You want?
Can you all see it okay?
No, I mean, I can't see it.
Set it up. you would, please.
My question would be just as, do we need to know too much detail about this because this is just a request for an extension?
Right.
We just need some real basic, right?
I'll try to be brief. We were given preliminary approval in September of 2005. Since that time, we've received approval from the fire marshal, from DelDOT, from the conservation district, from Denrec's tax ditch people. But of particular note, during our design of the project, we found that the limited capacity of the solar to receive wastewater resulted in a 4-foot high, 75-foot by 100-foot sand mound that's going to cost the Legion approximately $100,000 to build and could arguably be an eyesore.
Absolutely.
We contacted Russell Archit at the County Engineering Department, and he provided us a letter in October of 2006 indicating that the County Engineering Department could support a holding tank as a temporary interim solution to our needs so that we could avoid having to go through this expense and eyesore of this massive mound that you see on the plan and before you. Since that time, a concept plan was provided to the County Engineering Department and concept approval of our connection to a future main to be provided in Route 26 was granted by County Engineering on November 14th of 2007. This time, we have agency approvals from the Army Corps of Engineers, Denrec. I mean, we've gone through literally everything, and the only thing left we need to come back to planning and zoning for a final site plan approval is a holding tank permit. Denrec will not issue a holding tank permit unless we have a letter from the county or somebody else who wants to run sewer to us with a 5-year commitment to provide that sewer. Annexing into the district allows the engineering department to provide that letter. At this point, we've actually started some site work, although we haven't laid a building foundation because the wetlands impact permits for the riprap in the ditch would expire in March if we didn't do this work. So we've started some work in order to get the Legions to avoid the expiration of permits that were rather expensive and time-consuming to acquire. In the event that this is approved, the next steps for us would be to get the 5-year commitment letter from the county engineer's office, apply for the holding tank to Denrec, and then come back to PNZ for final site plan approval, all of which I believe could be accomplished in fairly short order. But simply put, 2.5 years ago was the first time this project was presented to the county, and we've gotten a lot of cooperation up to this point, and I would hate to think that at the beyond the 11th hour, we would be required to revert to a $100,000 ugly as sin sand mound that is legal and can be permitted, but really is not in anybody's best interest. Having said that, I have nothing further except to say that I didn't come alone. There are a few folks in the back from the Legion who have decided to come, and if they'd like to just stand and make their presence known, I think would be great.
And they're certainly in favor of us.
I think you all probably know more about the Legion than I do, but these are folks that have gone to great personal sacrifice for our country, and I would hate to think that anything would prevent us from giving them an opportunity to improve their facility. And I have nothing further, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard concerning this proposal? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. I'll read the resolution.
Please.
Resolution to extend the boundary of the Dagsburg-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District to include certain lots, pieces, or parcels of land situated west of State Route 113 and north of State Route 26, located in Dagsburg 100, Sussex County, Delaware. And says, be it resolved, Sussex County Council hereby revises the boundaries of the Dagsburg-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District to include those parcels as are were depicted in yellow, being the Rupert Smith property and the American Legion property.
Okay. Make a motion we adopt the resolution.
Second.
We move second that we adopt the resolution as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Grant request.